The head coach of the White House Wildcats is Adam Cook. His team has started this season with a win at Texas High and a victory over rival Chapel Hill. Despite the loss of lots of seniors and star quarterback Patrick Mahomes, now at Texas Tech, White House has successfully reloaded. I talk with Coach Cook about his team and the Sulphur Springs Wildcats they'll be playing Friday.
We lost Patrick. Of course, that's been the big question mark and the question that everybody, you know, asks us is how, you know, what's life like going to be like after, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Probably a lot like whenever you guys lost Tyreek Rollinson. And when you lose Pryor next year, you know, people are going to ask, all right, what's happening now? And even Coach Owen's son. And, you know, the guys that are here, you know, we've been very fortunate that, you know, the next guy steps in and we've got guys who have been working hard. And, you know, Jackson Allen is the quarterback now, and he's been working hard. He's a senior. He played really well in that first week's game. Played good, you know, last week too. Some areas, again, that we need to get better at us on some third down conversions, but he has. We've been, you know, really blessed, and these guys have kind of stepped up. Some of the receivers you would have known from last year, they weren't starters, but Drew Smith is a starter for us this year. Last year, he played a whole lot for us as an inside receiver, and so did Eric Munoz, and he's still in there. And then we've got a couple of new guys in Trent Williams, and then a few younger sophomores that we're rotating in on the inside. But you're exactly right. You know, the thing is those guys have just stepped up, had a great offseason, and so far, you know, they've been playing well. And, again, we've got to continue to get better each week.
I believe you've got a kid in the secondary and maybe a running back that are related that are really a good pair of guys.
Yes, sir. You're referring to the Dunning brothers. We've got one, Vincent Dunning. He's a running back. He's rushed for right at 300 yards, I think, so far on the year. Had a really good performance for us last week. And then his brother is a safety for us, Justin Dunning. Justin is committed to A&M, so he and, you know, Larry will be able to play against with each other. You know, they play against each other Friday night, but then they'll play with each other down in Texas A&M. So, but, yes, so the two Dunning brothers have been two very solid players for us here to begin the year. You know, Justin came up with a big interception for us last week in our win against Chapel Hill, and he's a leader on the defensive side. You know, he and Nate Brooks, our other safety, are two of our, you know, returning starters from last year. Of course, you know, Justin didn't get to play against you guys last year because we lost him against Chapel Hill. He had blown out his knee. But he's done really well in his first two games back.
All right. What are your thoughts on this version of the Wildcats of Sulphur Springs that you've seen this year?
Well, I think that it's still a version that you always see from, you know, Coach Owen. Coach Owens and his staff do a great job. Again, I've told you several times, you know, he's one of the head coaches around this area that I really admire and look up to for what he's done there within that program. It's going to be a very disciplined team, no doubt about it. You know, they're not going to make a lot of mistakes. They're going to play hard. He's always got them playing together as a team. Again, the same type atmosphere that I hope to instill here with ours is playing like, you know, family, playing for your brothers. And you always get that sense whenever you play them.
KSST Sports.